The UN investigator on torture, Manfred Novak, says his fact-finding visits to countries have been met with mixed reactions. Novak says he was forced to cancel his visit to Russia in October because Russian authorities would not cooperate with the mission. He says they would not let him carry out unannounced visits to places of detention and to hold private interviews with detainees. But in other countries, in this case Jordan, he says he was able to obtain data despite what he calls the deliberate attempts by some officials to obstruct his work within the Criminal Investigations Department.
I concluded that in some of the detention facilities, the torture is a routine practice. I got many, many allegations from different sources, but in particular also from prisoners whom I interviewed in pre-trial detention centers. And in the Criminal Investigation Department, I even found what we sometimes call a smoking gun. Actually, we went late in the evening into the police cells, and we found people who recently have been seriously tortured.
Jordanian envoy Musa Bourizat agreed that individual cases of torture did happen, but he said torture is neither widespread nor routine in Jordan. Novak found that torture in Jordan persists because of a lack of awareness of the problem and because of institutionalized impunity.
Although the government always again alleged the opposite, I conclude that not one person has ever been found guilty of torture.
However, the UN investigator says he is confident the Jordanian government will make every effort to implement the recommendations in his report, one of which is to do away with the culture of impunity. He says the government already has taken one positive step. In December, it closed the Al Jafra Correction and Rehabilitation Center, where Novak says detainees are routinely beaten and subjected to corporal punishment amounting to torture. In a report on Nigeria released earlier this month, Novak said, "I have come to the conclusion that torture is systemic." He told a news conference he found evidence of police routinely suspending detainees from ceilings, beating them, and shooting them in the feet. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.